He came out from the place where he had slept and looked about him bewildered. The maiden saw him and, frightened at his wild appearance, fled hither and thither, all but Nausicaa. She called to her maidens, "Why do you flee when you see a stranger? No enemy comes here to harm us, but if any man comes here sorrowing or in trouble, it is well to befriend him." So they gave Ulysses food and clothing, and took him to the city, to the palace of King Alcinous. A splendid palace it was, with walls of brass and doors of gold hanging on posts of silver. On either side of the door were dogs of gold and silver. These things Ulysses gazed upon in wonder, as he crossed the threshold entering the hall. When he beheld the mighty king, Ulysses said, "I come to you and to your guests, asking a favor. May the gods bless you and them, and grant that you live in peace. But I pray you send me safe home to my native country." The next day the king called the chiefs to an assembly and told them his purpose to send the stranger to his home, for it was their custom to show kindness to such as needed it. He bade 52 of the younger men make ready a ship. The elders he bade come to his house and bring the minstrel with them, for he wished to make a great feast for this stranger. So the youths made ready the ship. Afterwards, there was gathered together a great multitude, so that the palace was filled from one end to the other. Alcinous slew for them 12 sheep, 8 swine, and 2 oxen. When they had feasted to the full, the minstrel sang to them of Achilles and Ulysses. But when Ulysses heard the song, he wept, holding his mantle before his face.